Hey there, welcome to the Intentional Living Center. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, focusing on marriage today, your marriage relationship. Here's a question for you. If it took one thing for a long-term marriage to work, to last, what would it be? What's been your experience? Maybe your marriage has been going for a long term. You've been really working at it. God's been blessing. What's that one thing that makes a long-term marriage really work? Let's talk about it today here at the Intentional Living Center.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Randy's a counselor and coach, husband and father, and your advocate for the family. The phones are live and we're ready to go at 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. And now from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, to help you have an intentional marriage, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt. And we are focusing on marriage. We believe in marriage. In fact, it's right in our own statement of faith what we believe about marriage. We believe God instituted marriage as a picture of his love for the church, his love for his bride, the church. And when I see the statistics of marriages that don't survive and the number of people not even getting married today, we can do better. And we believe here at the Intentional Living Center, it matters. It matters. We love you and we want the best for you and for your marriage. And so we simply want to take this time and ask the question, what's the one thing, if you had to come down to one thing, practical thing, that has made a marriage work, what is it? 888-888-1717. Here's what Facebook is telling us. Forgiveness, by far the number one answer so far on Facebook here at the center. Never give up. Making sure everyone knows they are loved and belong. Working as a team. Clarifying. Jared says, how about this? Yes, dear. Thank you, Jared. He went to Jared. Is that what? Thank you, Jared. Let me see here. Deb says, self-sacrificing love, Christ-centered respect and encouraging each other. Dawn says, putting Jesus first. Nicole says, I've been married for 19 and a half years, and without true unconditional love and forgiveness, we wouldn't have made it half as long as we have been married. What is it? One thing. Let me ask you this. If you had to put one thing into your marriage that could either turn that ship starting to move in a better direction, what is it if it's not already in there? Let's think about it. Because we believe as we honor Christ in our marriages, we honor Christ and we honor the institution of marriage, and it is a very intentional thing to do. 888-888-1717 is my number, and the Intentional Living Center is wide open for couples today.
What's one thing that you're going to do intentionally for your marriage? In the Bible, it says that a man should make the final decision. And I think that's a hard thing for, especially as baby boomers, to do, because we as women, we have all that power that we want to display. And it truly is hard. We need to take time and let our husbands be husbands and the man of the family, and to show our sons and daughters that as we're bringing them up in a biblical fashion, that is the way that we should do according to the Bible.
Hi, my name is Becky, and I was calling because I've been very frustrated with my husband and what I view as a lack of his walk with the Lord. And the way I've been intentional is trying to show ways that I love him, show the love of Jesus to him in the way he needs rather than what I feel how I need him to be. And it has take great dividends to us in our relationship, and I continue to watch him grow in steps.
But your messages are living intentionally in regard to my husband. I have been looking at the bad in him and not seeing the good. So I intentionally decided that I would tell him the good things I see in him. What I noticed was that caused him to want to even be a better husband and father, but I also saw a change of need.
Good for you. Boy, there's a lot of wisdom there. Expectations minus reality will equal disappointment. And we heard a couple messages there of saying, hey, you know, I've learned I've got to get off my spouse's back if they don't measure up to what I think they should be or how I think they should live or how spiritual they should be. No one died and made us the Holy Spirit in our spouse's life, right? Come on. I think we understand the essence here, that it's easy for us to look into our marriage, into our spouse's life, and see how their habits should be changed. I think it was Mark Twain that made that statement. It's easy to see how habits should be changed in someone else, not ourselves. And the Bible talks about the speck and the log, doesn't it? In our eye versus theirs. Okay, today, what one thing makes long-term marriages work? I'd like to know. What do you think? Let's go to Jerry. Listens in Arizona. Hi there, Jerry.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What do you think?
It's my pleasure.
What do you think makes long-term marriage work?
Well, an elderly lady that was celebrating her 75th anniversary, I asked her what was the key to her and her husband celebrating the 75th anniversary. And she said, we kiss each other good night and tell each other every night that we love each other no matter what happened in the day, whether it was a disagreement or a happy day or something. And that has really helped me. And our parents, they were not... We were not raised Christian, but they taught us to respect other people, so we respect each other.
Mm. How long have you been married, Jerry?
It's going to be 43 years, but we were separated because he wanted to go his way. And one day my daughter told him, Dad, Mom's available. Why don't you get remarried? And we did.
Hmm. Wow.
So we were married 10 years, and then he went his merry way. And then we got back together, and we're going on 14 years now.
Well, good for you, Jerry. You certainly would know, based on 10 years of experience of separation and hurt and pain, that commitment, but also it's the daily action. It's those little things that make a difference. Making a commitment, sticking with the commitment, speaking into our spouse's life every day, letting them know we love them, appreciate them. Huge difference. Thank you, Renee. Appreciate it. Jerry. Renee's on the line now. Hi, Renee.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. How long you been married, Renee?
I'm 12.
12 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what do you think made these 12 years work for you?
Well, I think the key thing for us is that, you know, it's not always marital bliss, but I think for the most part, we've had a really good relationship. And when we've had issues that have come up, we actually talk about them and we make changes based on our conversation. We just don't look at it one-sided. We both kind of look at each other's perspectives and make necessary changes and, you know, keep moving forward with it. And for me, I've never been married before, and my husband was, and I told him that when I get married, I'm only getting married one time. So I think that for me, I've always had that perspective that I'm going to make it work. And yeah. I think that in his mindset, he's changed his mindset to be like that as well, that's why we listen to each other and make those changes.
Yeah. Let me tell you what you've done, Renee. You know it because you're experiencing it. But for others, here's what I think I've heard from Renee and her husband. They're careful to take positions. One of the things that we do in our marriage is take positions from time to time. And we take positions about our spouse, you this or you that, or you make up our mind about how they respond in life or what we think about them. And I'll tell you, this is a truth, and you get nothing else out of this half hour. This is a truth that we'll preach and is worth remembering. Whenever we take a position in life, then we have to defend that position. And it's easy in our marriage to take positions too quickly. Now, we need to have values and beliefs, but we also need to negotiate and talk and love and forgive, compromise at times, coming to agreement. But whenever we put our foot down, as it were, and not willing to communicate, boy, I'll tell you, then you defend that position. We have a defensive marriage. Defensive marriages ultimately will become disillusioned marriages and defective marriages and defeated marriages. I've seen it over and over. So what I hear you saying, Renee, is you guys are willing to talk, work it out, disagree, agree to disagree at times even.
Yes, definitely.
Which is powerful. All right. Thank you, Renee. Appreciate your call. Keep listening.
Thank you.
All right. And I hear the little one there, too. Hey, we're talking marriage today. One thing that makes marriages last. 888-888-1717.
Talking about intentional living, and with my marriage, I have the opportunity to take my wife out to lunch every Tuesday and really enjoy that time. We share maybe something about our day or something that is the Lord is showing us in our own walk.
But I'm living intentionally by sticking with Him and trying to care for Him.
The one thing that I do to be intentional in our marriage is always kiss my wife before I go to work and when I come home.
So I intentionally decided that I would tell him the good things I see in him, and they could just be little things I saw here and there. And what I noticed was that caused him to want to even be a better husband and father, but I also saw a change of need.
We've decided to live intentionally would be, we've really been putting forth an effort to pray together each night before we go to bed. We've also been devoting some time on our day off to a Bible study.
Good for you. Good for you. Those are great ideas. You can join us on Facebook. Tell us what's the key to a long-term marriage. People are talking on Facebook/intentionalliving or on Twitter at The IL Center. Barbara's in Georgia today. Hey, Barbara.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. The sun is shining, and it's a beautiful day.
That's terrific. Did you have a good Easter weekend?
Yes, we did. We did.
It was a great time. Great
yes,
celebration. Hey,
yep.
How long you been married, Barbara?
We've been married 33 years.
All right. What have you learned about this thing of making marriage work?
Well, this is our second marriage, both of us. And before we got married and had decided to get married, we sat down and made a list of what our expectations were of each other. And we went down that list. And one of the things that we promised each other was that we would not do anything to jeopardize our marriage. We're adults. If we want to be married, we're going to be married. And that that our marriage would always, always be in the forefront. And then we also promised each other that when we got into an argument, no matter how bad it got, that divorce and separation was not an option to even come up. And it has worked for us. We've, in fact, never even had to remind each other of those promises. So 33 years later, 3 kids later, 4 grandkids later, we're still going and still just as much in love as we were, probably more in love than we were when we got married. So I'm real proud of that.
What about your kids? How have you been teaching your kids about life and marriage?
Well, we lost one of our children. One of our children died from an accident 20 years ago. He was our oldest, and we went through that. So we have gone through a lot of trauma. Our daughter is amazed that we're still married because all of the friends that she has ever had, the parents have been divorced. And so I think that she really takes notice in how we conduct our marriage. And not only that, but the kids have always been involved. It's always been a family, and they just see how we treat each other. And that to me is really important, the affection. My husband never lets a day pass by that I don't get a kiss and a hug when he walks in from work. He says he loves me all the time. I do the same with him. It's not so much as teaching them with words, but more with action, right. I guess.
That's the way to do it. Kids are, and even adult children, they catch more than they learn from our words. They see how we behave and how we respond and how we treat each other, and that's what matters most. Very good. Thank you, Barbara. Appreciate your call.
Thank you. Thank you for your show.
I'm sorry. I cut you off there. What were you saying, Barbara?
I said thank you for your show. I love it.
Well, good. Thank you for calling, and take care of yourself there in beautiful Georgia. Georgia on my mind here.
was very, very informative what we're finding out today, and we can definitely apply these teachings into our lives and move forward.
My goal is just to really put the plan into action and use it to the best of my abilities. You can learn so much more in that time.
What stood out to me is just focusing and just becoming more intentional in the daily decisions that we make as a couple and you know, as a follower of Christ.
Hey, listen, I've got a treat in store for you guys. We're taking the Intentional Living team on the road here for some date nights. We call them Love Your Marriage Nights. And last year we were in, I think, Georgia, and we were in Michigan and so on. And this spring, coming up, in fact, early summer, June, let me see here, 6, 7, and 8, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night, we're having a Southwest tour. We're going to start in Lubbock, and that'll be on Friday night, June the 6th, Saturday night, Roswell, June the 7th, and then Sunday night, June the 8th, in Albuquerque at the Legacy Church. And every night will be the same. We're going to be just celebrating marriage. We're going to enjoy. We're going to laugh. We're going to our staff will be there. We're going to just take some time to focus on how to make our marriages work. I'm going to show you how to communicate to be better understood and how to get deeper in terms of getting to the core issues. And then I'm going to give you three ways to get on the same page as couples with children or grandchildren. If children, either grown children, maybe in a blended family, that's been an issue. Maybe you struggle not being on the same page with your kids. Huge problem. So while it's not a parenting conference, it's for couples. Certainly kids play into making our marriage work. So I'm going to give you some things on how as a couple to get on the same page with your kids and then to communicate. And I'm going to teach you some intentional living principles, how to set a vision for your marriage and so on. A lot in just a short time. And it'll be an evening. It's just for a date night. Go to dinner and then come on out. And make this a date for you and your spouse. What a treat to get them right now as a gift. And tickets are going fast. Again, Lubbock coming up on the 6th, Roswell the 7th of June, Albuquerque Sunday night, June 8th. You can go to theintentionallife.com to order your tickets today with many others who are doing so at theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open, 1-888-888-1717. Well, you've probably heard me invite you, well, I guess about a million times, well, maybe not a million, to join the Intentional One Thing Challenge. And when you do, I've told you that we would pray for you. You know, prayer is a really big deal around here at the Intentional Living Center. So you can share your prayer request online at theintentionallife.com. You can share your prayers with our Facebook family, and you can call our prayer ministry 24/7 at 1-888-907-PRAY. That's 1-888-907-7729. We all need prayer, so let us pray for you. Coming up, Dr. Randy's got more to help your marriage last. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
There's no way. One DVD can't change everything. We haven't talked like this since, well, since ever.
Because of one DVD? Pam, really?
Well, we did have to actually put the things we learned into practice. We didn't even know our marriage was being sabotaged. But once we knew what to look for, it was like a snowball effect.
For marriage to be strong, you and your spouse have to be intentional. Dr. Randy Carlson shows you how to communicate more effectively in Has Your Marriage Been Hijacked? Available at theintentionallife.com.
You know what makes a really great team? A team that can conquer anything? It's about being on the same wavelength, striving for a common goal together, and encouraging one another to move the ball down the field, so to speak. The Intentional Living Facebook page is where people sharing stories about their intentional lives huddle. Great encouragement from Dr. Randy will fire you up every time. It's the play of the day. With nearly 18,000 people who like us, it's time you got on the team. Go to facebook.com/intentionalliving today.
It's a statement, simple yet meaningful. It's a powerful reminder that you have purpose and direction. While the millions of other fish are heading into the net, you're living free and living intentionally. It's your stake in the ground. You refuse to live the lie and will now celebrate the truth. It's two simple words that declare you're pursuing the one thing today that will change your world tomorrow. It's the Intentional Living Wristband, and it simply says one thing. To purchase, go to theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. If you missed any of today's broadcast or previous ones, just visit our archives at theintentionallife.com. Randy?
All right. Thank you, Kurt, and welcome. We're live, as you can tell, here in our studios at Intentional Living today, talking marriage, what makes marriage work. The Bible speaks about the power of marriage, the importance of marriage. And the reason I think God spent time talking about marriage in Scripture is because it is, as he says, a picture of his love for the church. In other words, marriage is a picture of the bride and the bridegroom, the husband and the wife. That's what it is. It's a picture. And that's one of the reasons that we as Christians need to make a big deal about marriage. Forget all the, for a second, all the obvious issues of pain and suffering and struggling when marriages fail and kids that are disrupted and financial messes. Hey, listen, I've seen it, been there, and watched that happen in people's lives. But just to imagine this beautiful picture that God has given that gets sort of shattered. Now, the good news is God is a God of forgiveness. You know, the scripture says in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just, there's justice, to forgive us and cleanse us from unrighteousness. And so God is a God of second and third chances, and that's good news. Otherwise, we wouldn't even be here today, any of us. God is a God of second chances. But I'll tell you, wherever we stand today on this day in history in this 21st century, we have an obligation based on what we know today, what we believe, what God has done in our life, to be as intentional as we can in following him. Moving forward, not with the regrets of the past hanging around our neck, but with passion for the future as we move forward. Okay, taking calls on one thing that makes marriage work. And last, Becky's in Michigan. Hi there, Becky.
How are you doing, Randy?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Fantastic. What is the one thing that you'd like to contribute today?
Well, I would have to say my husband and I are we have a very strong faith base. Mm-hmm. And so every day we say, you know, we give our life to God and we say, you know, whatever is meant to be today, God, that we can, you know, we can help or do, you know, whatever. And so we believe that whatever happens, good or bad, is meant to be. And, you know, we have to, you know, help someone through it or help ourselves through it. And we have a good sense of humor with that. And that's what gets us through no matter what happens. We said this, you know, we gave our day to God. So it just seems to work for us.
You know, there are so many potholes in life, Becky, we can get caught in throughout life. And if you're going to be married more than a day or two, there's a lot of potholes. I mean, you know,
right.
Things that are said or tragedies that occur or any number of things. And getting up and saying, hey, this ultimately is in God's hands. We believe that. We play the part that we've been called to play. And then you just keep moving. It's a matter of keeping moving every day.
That's true. That's true.
So you both have a good sense of humor?
We very much do. Yes, we do.
So yeah. You can laugh with each other and not at each other, I guess.
That's right. We're very optimistic. We help in our community. We, you know, we always try and bring friends and family to the faith, and you know, seeing things on you know, on the positive side. And after mm-hmm. 30 years of marriage, we've met a lot of people, you know, and
Becky, not everybody's so positive though. There's people listening who really wrestle because of personality or the way they're wired,
right.
And it's easy to get into a down, you know, kind of a funk in life and get stuck. What helps you stay up?
Well, you know, we're both educators, and we see, my husband's a teacher and I'm a teacher's aide, and we see that, you know, and we live with a lot of our students whose home lives are not the greatest. And so we just know that if we can put a smile on their face and help them to see the positive and get through today and, you know, make decisions that, you know, you're going to look at things in not always a negative light.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, when you do that, you always have a smile for them. And it seems to make our day at the end of the day when we can, you know, share, you know, how blessed we are and that, you know, we think that, you know, that we're helping others around us.
All right. Bingo. You hit it right there. And I think as we dug a little deeper, we got to the core of how you stay positive in life. get outside your own stuff, get outside of your own aches and pains and problems, which are not easy to do for some of us, and focus on helping others. The scripture says, don't think only of your own interest, but also the interest of others.
I believe that God's will is not nebulous or vague. It's all revealed for you and for me in His Word. To know and live in God's will, you must know and apply the Bible to every situation. And to do that, we've got to prioritize studying the Bible and prayer, spending time in His Word, understanding what He's saying to us. Do you take time to regularly ask God for guidance? Do you spend time communicating in prayer? Do you wait upon the Holy Spirit in your life? You know, if a Bible teacher or church service is your sole source of divine insight, I encourage you, if you're seeking God's will, to spend time for yourself before the Lord in His Word, to ask Him, be hungry for Him, to seek Him. And when we seek His will earnestly through prayer, seeking Him in the Scripture and what the Bible has to say, and allowing His Holy Spirit to move in our lives, that's when we can find God's will for our life.
Very good. You know, that's an excerpt from this month's teaching on finding God's will, going to members, monthly members of Intentional Living around the country. In May, the topic is the purpose of pain. Is there a purpose for pain in life? I believe there is. We talk about that on the lesson coming on CD to members only each month. Members, thank you for being a part of the team. I want to thank Crystal from Albuquerque, Daniel and Laura from Albuquerque, they have joined the team. Thank you very much. Ingrid from Anthem, Arizona, just north of Phoenix on the way I-17 toward Flagstaff. From Big Rapids, Michigan, Suzanne, thank you for becoming a member. From the home of the Ferris University, the Fighting Bulldogs. Ruthie from Carlsbad, New Mexico. Penny from Carter Lake, Iowa, thank you so much. And then from Chattanooga, Tennessee, Shelley, thank you. And Joy and Gloria, each of them have joined us in becoming a member of Intentional Living. And many others, thank you for being a part of the journey with us. You can join today by going to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Hey, when you call our number, our phone line, I got a question for you. I'd like to have you share with me what you believe your kids need to know before they leave home. Would you share that? I'm going to include this on an upcoming program. What do you think every kid needs to know before they leave home? Okay? 888-888-1717, press number 2. 888-888-1717, press 2. And tell us, what one thing you think every kid needs to know before they leave home? Or one thing you learned before you left home? That'd be good as well. All right. Thanks to each of you for joining us. God bless you. We'll see you next time.